UFM.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
Hey guys, welcome to Monday. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good. You sound so tired. Oh, my God.
Oh, I got dragged into the tennis last night. Honestly, by the time all the post-match interviews happened, it was 2 a.m.
I can't.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Coming from me, that I spent all night watching tennis.
Sport.
Wow, what an incredible game. I'm actually really glad I did. So me and my friend in Sydney, we sat down, we were commenting on the match the whole time. I thought, oh, this thing's going to be wrapped up by like 9:30. By that time, too far deep into the game, I had to watch it to the end. What a game.
Amazing.
The GOAT of tennis, 21 Grand Slams. Incredible.
That is pretty amazing. I didn't watch it.
No, I didn't. I wasn't interested.
Went to bed.
Oh, my God. So I said to my friend, if it was on a Saturday, we should have made up a drinking game because Rafa was so sweaty through the whole match. He kept picking his undies out of his backside. So I was like, every time he picked his undies out, he could have had
a shot.
But, wow, what a game. 5 hours and 24 minutes.
Hey, you can't, you know, that's a long stretch. To be at that level of energy.
Two gladiators dueling, really. It was
in tight white shorts with a tiny little racket.
Are you saying that's why I watched it?
I don't know. No, I wasn't
really
saying
good
that at all.
Really good game.
I'm just
guys.
Saying they Come resemble on. Gladiators. Like, I mean, the way they battle it out, definitely gladiator-like.
Yeah. How was your weekend? What did you do?
Very exciting. I had my folks come to visit, which was cool. And they had had another friend come around as well. Little barbecue. It was great. Just
nice.
Enjoying,
chill.
Making the best chill. Of the good weather.
Yeah.
You know, because it has been nice.
Very nice. What about
Beautiful.
You, Meg?
Retail therapy yesterday.
Oh, what did you get? What did you do?
What did you buy?
New dress for the day now and a couple styling. Of other things here and there.
Chicks always expect you to know that it's a new item of clothing.
No.
You're like pointing it out. You're like, oh, this is a new dress.
Just letting you know.
Well, I rewear the same things all the time. So, yeah, you should have known.
Sorry. Jess is away for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Elle is replacing her. Good morning, Elle. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. How are we all?
Yeah, good, good. Thank you for coming in and filling in for Jess. Is she a good
carrying
boss?
Carrying the torch.
Yeah, she's a good boss.
She's not listening.
She's listening.
Are you sure she's not listening?
I doubt she
Probably
would
not.
Be.
She doesn't even have us on in the newsroom.
Tell the truth. Come on.
No, she's a good boss.
Oh, okay.
We grab the podcast.
I will throw her under the bus. We rarely listen in the newsroom.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
That's
her orders, apparently.
Yeah,
you know what?
That's
we're going
what I heard.
To, what do you listen to in there?
We have like three news like TVs on at the same
How
time.
How boring.
Well, we have to know what's going on.
Entertainment.
Guys.
Like,
put us on.
Who cares about
Change it up while she's away.
You're just watching Koshy and bloody Nat on Sunrise. Like, come on. Anyways, welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for filling in. Jackson also away.
Oh, wait. Yeah, we're answering the phone as well.
Yeah.
Great.
So that'll be good. Speaking of, Lads vs. Lasses up next. This is, of course, our ultimate battle of the sexes. The Lasses on 10. The lad's on 4, so we need a guy win here. It's absolutely essential. The price pretty good this morning. $50 voucher for Inferno Woodfire Pizza Cafe and Bar on Beaumont Street, Hamilton. Inferno's new mains and cocktail menu with woodfire ribs, grilled veal and delicious chicken cocktails and a mouth-watering breakfast as well. Oh, my God, you want this. $50 to spend there. $13.10.09. We need one guy and one girl.
Yeah, we'll do it after this great song, Rihanna, SOS. Great story coming up about Rihanna very soon on the show. 6:12 with the Novos, Maddie, Megan, Crevo, 21 degrees on the coast. Now, Rihanna, SOS. This is 105.3 New FM with Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, it's our ultimate battle of the sexes. Of course, all you have to do is get the most questions right, and the prize could be yours. This morning, a good prize, $50 voucher for Inferno Woodfire Pizza Cafe and Bar at Beaumont Street in Hamilton. You've tried them out a couple of times, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, really good. Really good.
Excellent.
Harry and the team in there.
I say, very, very good pasta.
Oh, you're a pasta fan?
Pasta fan.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
Well, that's the sort of food that you could be eating on us.
Yeah.
Cocktails. I wonder if they serve Bloody Marys. I could
I'm
go
sure
one
they
right
do.
Now. Let's do it.
they might listen.
They deliver at this time of the morning.
I was going to say, yeah, they'll bring it over.
Let's start Monday right.
Yeah.
Cheeky Bloody Mary.
Let's go to Danny from Gresford. Worked all weekend doing tiling jobs. Ready to take this on. Good morning, Danny.
How you going, guys?
Doing good. You know you've got a lot of work to do. The lads are only on 4 at the moment. Do you think you can get it to 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, fingers crossed. All right, let's get into your questions. Saint Tropez is a brand known for making what beauty product?
Oh. Foundation.
Good guess, not
fake
it.
Fake tan. All right, multiple choice. Which of these is the world's largest cosmetics company? Is it A, Maybelline, B, L'Oreal, or C, CoverGirl?
A.
No, it's L'Oreal. Sorry, Danny. All right, question 3. Tiff XO is a fitness program designed by which former Biggest Loser trainer?
Oh, these are so hard.
They are not hard.
Yeah, they are. I wouldn't have got any of them in a million years.
Is it Jenny or something?
No, Tiffany Hall.
The most obscure of all Biggest Loser trainers.
There were ads all over TV for that. Tip XO.
No,
yeah, there you go.
He's too busy tiling.
Hang
on, Danny.
Tiling.
Sorry, man. Just hold on. You might walk away and win.
Still possible.
Let's meet Shaz next. Good morning, Sharon. How are you? Sharon.
Oh, no.
Dropped off.
Sharon's gone.
Well, this is where
the 10-second timer comes in.
Producer
is a whole bunch of really exciting. We try calling her back.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to.
Just give it to Danny. Danny seemed very deserving. He worked hard all weekend.
I think he did too. I think he deserves it.
Morning.
Sharon, morning, what happened to you? You just went to the toilet or something.
Yeah, because I realised I already won this last week. I can't really win it again.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're out. Let's win. Boom.
Just as easy as that. Danny.
Congratulations,
Danny. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
All yours, buddy.
Thanks for that. Well done. You didn't get any questions right, and you still smashed it.
You don't have to get any right to walk away with
obviously.
The
obviously.
I love that Sharon just ditches mid-bloody show.
Oh, damn it.
I've already got this.
Hello? Anyone there?
There's so many people called Sharon that you go, did that person play? I don't know.
There's a lot of Shazzes in Newcastle.
Oh, a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, it's been a long time between drinks for the gorgeous Rihanna. Obviously, no music in the last, 10 years? Very disappointing.
Pretty much.
Plenty of lingerie.
Plenty of lingerie. Mm. Well, she's actually launched a new lingerie range just in time for Valentine's Day, but it's not for me. It's for you guys.
For men.
Yeah.
Oh, men's lingerie.
Very interesting. I'm going to show you some photos and get some reviews from you guys next.
Oh, wow. Can't wait for this.
Yeah.
Up next, New FM 19 past 6. Good morning.
Lenovo's when you wake up on New FM.
...18 degrees in the valley right now, heading for a top of 31. A few showers about today. This is New FM with Maddie, Meg and Creezo.
Sexy and I know it.
Oh, Rihanna, all I want from her is brand new music and she's just not delivering. It's really frustrating.
She'll never bring out songs again, I reckon.
She did something on her Instagram or Twitter like a couple of months ago and said, oh, I'm listening to my new album, and then said that she lost it. Like there were no backups.
Oh, that's a lie.
A little bit disappointing, but she's come out with something new, a lingerie range just in time for Valentine's Day. Looks pretty swish, but it's for the blokes.
Now, this is bizarre.
I'm loving it, though, because she's being very inclusive as well, because it goes from sizes extra small to 3XL. So she's not just picking what size men can be in her clothing.
Unless you're 4XL and
above.
Then you've got no chance.
Yeah, so it's Savage by Fenty. It looks absolutely gorgeous. I've sent you guys some photos to get some reviews on... Crevo, would you wear this for Emmy in the bedroom on Valentine's Day night?
0 out of 10.
Really?
Is my rating for this clothing.
The goji berry red colour.
The red,
not
look,
your thing.
The color is not a problem. It's the fact that it looks like. It just looks like the. Do you remember before, like the shopping bags that you could use any? You know, the like reusable shopping bags.
Oh, the string
bags.
Ones.
There was a previous generation of string ones, and it looks like that material, but then it doesn't go down far enough.
So it looks like a mesh long sleeve t-shirt, semi see through, that's cut off above the nipple line.
Yeah. So your nipples are hanging out.
And then the bottoms are kind of the same material, but the bulge is covered with a bit more thicker material.
Like a red Santa
hat.
Not
as see-through as the rest
These
of the material.
Very gay.
Like,
I can, look, gays wear this stuff all the time.
Would you wear that, Maddie?
Absolutely not. Like, that's not my thing. But some gays definitely do, especially like the harness look that's here. The mesh clothing, a lot of gays wear those.
Have you had partners that have worn the harness or the mesh?
I tried with the mesh and I was like, what are you wearing?
Could you not take him seriously?
No.
No.
So, these are so ugly, Meg. You're like, these are gorgeous.
I think she's cute. I think they're cute.
Would you want your man in these?
You get Josh into that?
He's about to take you.
See, as I said, I think they're cute.
Put the harness on.
However,
clip it on.
I think they're cute for Mardi Gras.
Meg does.
Not for my bedroom.
I know you love the gays, Meg.
Yeah.
I honestly, if you can't see your own partner in these or your own, like, straight friends, it's not meant for men, straight men.
Yeah.
So she's not being inclusive.
She does actually have a range of proper boxer shorts, though, that aren't. This is specifically for Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
yeah.
Love these.
Which one?
You
would,
love them
no,
now.
No.
Oh, tides have turned.
No, it's. I mean, it's funny.
Out of these, there's three options. Three options, what one would you most want Josh to wear?
All right. So we've got.
So you got the very high mesh top, the medium mesh top, or the harness.
I'd do the harness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I can't see him in the mesh. To be completely honest.
Yeah.
The harness is kind of sexy.
Yeah. It's got the color is kind of fireman.
Oh, it
Maybe
is a little bit.
Maybe that's why I'm thinking it's a bit
You
sexy.
Like the fireman look, right?
Oh, yeah.
There
Absolutely.
You go.
There
well,
you go.
You know what? If you're looking for something for your fellow for Valentine's Day, I don't know how much these are going to retail for. It's Fenty, so it's probably going to be quite expensive.
Not cheap. And for very little fabric.
But the colour is beautiful.
With this harness one, I've just noticed.
Yeah.
The straps go underneath.
They do too.
The below area.
Yeah.
So wow. I'd be sort of hooking
very,
around.
Very pronounced.
Hooking around the coin purse.
Yeah.
That's not a budgie. That's a cockatoo.
It's very supported, that coin purse.
Mm. News time next.
Lenovo's now.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Lenovo's. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. Together, New FM. Lenovo's. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on now.
Oh, my God, great story out over the weekend, guys. I don't know if this popped up on your socials, but a man at a Sydney service station was pictured by our mate Bruno, the List King, actually, walking into a BP fully naked. The only thing he was wearing was a pair of thongs.
Yeah, that's not clothing.
Was he wearing a mask?
No mask.
Ooh,
more
offensive than the lack of clothing.
I'd say like maybe 55, 60 years old. He's stopped over. He's filled his car up and he's just strolled in as if he's just been, you know, fully clothed.
Bizarre. So casual about it because the footage is leaked online and he's just like cruising along, not just taking his sweet time, everything hanging out.
He's a very confident man.
I guess, or who knows. Yeah, confident, I guess.
So the attendant apparently was concerned he wasn't wearing a mask, but he was also shocked and wanted to be professional, so didn't say anything. This guy's just walking completely nude, paid for his fuel, and walked back to his car. What the hell?
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Oh, let me tell you, it is a sight to behold. You don't want to look at
it. No, I haven't seen the photos.
You want to look at it. It's hilarious.
So.
Here, Meg, have a look at this.
Yeah, okay.
They blurred out the buttocks.
Of course. Oh, okay.
Just like
yeah.
Strolling in.
Is this the middle of the day?
Yeah.
Okay, I expected this to be at night.
No.
Going up to the night pay window or something like that? No, middle of the day.
Yeah, in the store.
Busy servo as well. There's other people milling about buying their
$1 coffees.
and their king-size Mars bars. And there's old mate with his king-size Mars bar just hanging out.
We got chatting around the team, and let me tell you, plenty to chat about. 13:10:09, when did you see the nude person in public?
Yeah, this is good. These stories are good. Because it sticks in your mind.
It does. No one ever forgets.
Yeah. Well, I was on Hunter Street the other day, and there was a man that was wearing, like, I don't know if it was the full quid. I'm putting it out there. But he was wearing these Lowe's trackies that were, like, five sizes too big for him. No undies. And, like, literally every 5 to 7 meters, they kept dropping down past his knees.
So you got the full
and let me
display.
Tell you, I got the full low-hanging display, and he was just... And then he'd walk for a couple of metres with it all fully out. And
oh,
just
my
kind,
God!
Kind of waddled down the street and realised the pants were down and had to pull them back up.
Now, there is a Lowe's on Hunter Street. Did you offer to go buy him a belt or a smaller size?
I didn't want to go anywhere near him.
Well, you're not interacting. I think people that, like, get around naked in public... People don't interact with them, and then they go, oh, it must be fine, because no one's talking to me.
The stories always stick in your mind as well. You remember when you've seen a naked person in public.
Never 13, forget.
13:10:09, we want your stories. Every single person that calls the show today goes into the draw to win a family pass to the Maitland Show, guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's on February 18 to 20. 13:10:09, if you've got a naked person story...
We'll do it after CeeLo Green. This is Forget You, a new FM. 6:42, 21 degrees around the lake, 18 out of the valley right now. Good morning. CeeLo Green, Forget You, a new FM. 6:46, 28 the top on the coast, 21 right now, guys.
The Novos. You only say you love me.
Yeah, one of the best stories to come out on the weekend, a man in Sydney has walked into a BP service station, middle of the day, completely naked, paid for his fuel, turned around, got back in his car and drove off, and this, to me, is just one of the best stories I've ever read.
I'm curious as to what he was doing before he decided he needed to fill up his car. Like,
yeah, that's right. Did he go straight from home?
Yeah.
Has he gone from shop to shop? And this is just
from
one stop along the way. Oh, he's been lifting weights.
Maybe
look at that.
At the nude beach.
That's true.
A possibility. He never took any clothes with him.
Maybe it was a windy day. They blew away.
Well, that's possible. And then
was about to break down.
Run out of fuel. Yeah, he's been on the fuel light the whole morning.
Jilted X, stole his clothes, something like that.
It's all possible.
Who knows?
But most likely, he just thought he'd get a thrill out of it.
Well.
That's true. Everyone's got the naked story, though. A friend of mine used to work in a call centre, and they had the big glass windows that you look out of, and there was an apartment complex next door, and the guy used to sit in his lounge room on the lounge, just full naked, and used to wave at them.
Oh.
In the call centre.
See, that's...
Very proud of what he had going on.
And was it a lot going on, or...?
She wasn't impressed, under any circumstances, is what she was telling me. But... I don't understand what goes into people's minds. I have to get naked. Everyone needs to see this. No, they don't.
I've always said there's two types of people in the world. People that love being naked and people that don't.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm in the don't category.
Yeah, same.
What about you guys? Do you being naked, Meg?
No. Not that. Not really. No, not a big fan. Especially not in public.
Gabby's on the phone. Hey.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Gabby. Good morning. When did you see somebody naked in public? What happened?
So when I was a kid, we actually went out on a boat trip, and when we were going around, you know how you can, like, sort of go through the different kind of alcoves at the different beaches?
Yeah, of course.
We were going through, and I guess there was a couple that thought they had the beach for themselves until we came in, so...
That is full starkers.
Completely starkers. Two people completely starkers and didn't expect us to be there.
Did they rush around to find clothes or anything like that, Gabby?
They ran straight into the bush. Like, they just ran straight up from the beach
up
the tree.
Run, quick! No. We've been spotted. They thought they had their own private nude beach, but not
something
at all.
Really funny about people rustling around in the bushes naked.
That's even... it's its own whole thing.
Thank you very much, Gabby. Wow, there you go, hey.
Yep.
I nearly died the other day. I was down near Bar Beach.
Yeah.
I did, like, a little walk like walked down past the beach. There was a lady with no top on.
Oh.
What are those?
Was she walking around or just lying there? I think that's somewhat common.
Can understand that uneven tan lines, not a good look.
Yeah.
So, I full pull that.
Have you done that before?
No, that's why I go get a fake tan. It's better for your skin. No skin cancer there.
Absolutely true. Hey, what's the goss up next? We're talking, of course, Britney Spears and her ongoing, I guess, situation with her sister. Also, Rita Ora might be staying in Sydney for good.
This is always really funny when Jackson's not here and you have to do what's the goss.
Why do you say that?
You just don't strike any of us as a goss type of guy, but you always do surprises.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
I've never heard you do what's the goss before, actually.
A special treat for you, mate.
We'll do it next in UFM 649.
This is The Novos.
New FM. A lot of tired people around today if you stayed up like me and watched the tennis 2 a.m. too much. Hey, this is New FM 656. A Crevo taking over what's the goss now.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
I think we're all sad Jackson's away, but I'm a little bit happy I get to get my claws into what's the goss. Wow! Right? Let's get into this.
Wait. Meg. Should we give him a score out of 10? Because Jackson sets a very high bar with what's the goss.
Oh. Like, there's a lot of sass.
It's so much. So that's why I tried to, you know, I'm going to give it a little bit of that.
Just because you're cat clawing across the table doesn't mean you're sassy.
Yeah, that's all right.
What the hell was that? Isolate that, please.
Let's start with the Spears camp. Because Britney Spears, of course, look, there's been a bit of a war between her and her sister as things have developed with the conservatorship ending.
Another Britney story is what he always says to Jackson. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so apparently Britney has put in an Instagram post calling her little sister scum and an effing liar. This is all because her sister has just put out a book right now about the whole thing. The release of the book is called Things I Should Have Said, which made it on the national... It's made it to the national bestsellers list.
Yeah.
So people are reading this book or at least buying this book, which means that, of course, whatever information Jamie is putting out there, people are, you know, either believing or at least reading.
Do you know what, though? I feel like more people are reading Britney's Instagram posts and seeing them versus the book.
I think a lot of people are only buying the book because it's technically Britney memorabilia to a degree.
Yeah, good point. Well, she does say, I think.
Once again, cashing in.
Stop making money off me.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's going to stop ever. Her name is still Spears at the end, she'll be using that for the rest of her life.
Britney should just drop Spears. She's big enough to be just known as Britney now.
100%.
Like Madonna.
Yeah.
Big enough.
Yeah, do you know Madonna's last name?
Wouldn't have a clue. Spears, I think, which is weird.
Ciccone.
There you go.
That's... Yeah, there you go.
Now you know as much as Madonna.
Yeah, I know as much as you. All right, let's talk Rita Ora now, because, of course, she came to Sydney back in December to film The Voice, and she's still hanging around, which people are like, what's she still doing here? The Voice, all that stuff surely is wrapped up. Well, apparently she's saying that she's fallen in love with the place and going to, like, potentially stay here forever. So she's looking at real estate around Sydney. Obviously, that's where she is and says she loves it. And how's this to show what her life is like now, right? Because in the past, of course, she was this party girl, always getting around London. She goes, I have my local supermarket, local butchers, and a cafe I like to sit at and have breakfast. It's just my thing now. I have my places I go. Hasn't her life changed?
Easily, please.
I think it's because there's nowhere to go in Sydney at the moment because they're... Possibly.
Like,
you can't sing, you can't dance, you can't do anything.
Well, and I guess, like, back in London, she would always been papped and stuff, whereas here, you know, she's not followed as crazily.
Do you know what it is with Rita Ora? So, in the celebrity circles in Sydney, It is very much so a much smaller scene, obviously. Mm. She's got the, you know, big fish, small pond syndrome.
I think your mom's right.
Loving being a huge star. Because when she goes back home to the UK or over to the States, she's not that big.
No.
Mm.
Like, she's not as big as she seems here.
Right. Okay, so there's a perception thing, you reckon?
Mm.
So, have you guys also seen this guy that she's dating?
No.
It's like 46, a film director.
Yeah, yeah, he's from New Zealand.
Bit of a silver fox type of situation. Maybe he's calming her down.
Maybe.
Because I can't see him, like, you know, hitting the clubs and stuff.
Oh, what do you mean calming down? Remember they were pictured on that balcony, him, Rita, and another chick all having a three-way kiss?
But that was in the early days of the relationship when he was just trying to show off to her, I reckon. Now I think they just go into the butcher shop.
Go into the cafe.
That's all they do now. She's living a much simpler life.
I'm going to give you like a 7 out of 10.
I'll take it. That's good.
Well,
I'm just warming up.
You know what? A solid hard 5.
Ooh. If there were grabs, maybe you might have been an 8.
Yeah. Well, that's for next time.
Nah, it was.
You got to need room for improvement.
You went well. Checking in with Elle in the newsroom next at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos. New FM.
New FM. With the Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
No. With copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
I think baristas across Newcastle and the Hunter are on overdrive right now. A lot of eyes hanging out of their heads. A late night with the tennis last night. I was in bed by 8 o'clock last night, to be completely honest. But, Maddie, you did not go to bed very early at all last night.
No, I think I got into bed at 1:55.
Oh, my God.
And what time was your alarm?
5 today.
Oh, that's probably
a little bit earlier, but I was like, I need at least 3 hours, but it was probably more like 2.5.
Why did you do this to yourself?
Because I'm not a sporty guy.
Yeah, you know, I know. That's why I'm asking. Why did you do this to yourself?
Like, watch it. It's going to be amazing. Rafa's going for his 21st Grand Slam win, and it was like history, and I got involved. And it just hooked me in.
Yeah.
Now, I couldn't, like, go to bed because it was it was a nail-biting match. Like, it was pretty much toe-to-toe
the entire match. Wow. I mean, I didn't watch it, but I can see it. Like, it keeps getting the coverage and people are so excited about it, right?
I was just so invested. And do you know what? I really hate Medvedev, the Russian guy he was up against. What a piece of crap. He's been such a sore loser this whole tournament.
Mm.
You might have seen the video of him abusing the umpire. I just showed you guys.
Yeah.
Small cat.
Just really bad behavior.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to see Rafa, like, just put it down. Like,
knock him down a peg.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, we're asking on 13:10:09, what big plans have you got today? And not well rested, if you will.
Yeah, did you have to start? Did you get caught into the tennis? You stayed up, and now you got to deal with the kids at school. You got a big day of work, a whole thing. Are you on Maddie's level right now?
Yeah.
Are you feeling the feels? That's what we're asking here.
Every caller who gets to air goes in the draw to win a family pass to the Maitland show as well, which is really cool. We'll draw that at the end of the show.
Excellent.
But yeah, if you've got big plans today and you stayed up watching the tennis last night, it's up 13:09.
All right, we'll do it after Dua Lipa. Don't Start Now, a New FM. Welcome to Monday, 7:12. Good morning. Did a full one. Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now, a New FM. Welcome to Monday, 7:14. A lot of kids going back to school today. Parents, good luck.
Yeah, good luck indeed.
Talking 13:10:09 this morning. Did you get pulled in by the tennis?
I didn't know tennis matches went for this long. I watched the Ash Barty one on the weekend. That was a couple of hours, I think, like something like that. 5.5 last night for the Grand Slam final. 2 a.m. A lot of people went to bed. And How do you get sucked in? I don't find it that interesting.
You know
I'm
what,
so confused.
Do you know what was so annoying? So we'd invested so much time into the game.
Yeah.
All these people that stayed up late. And then at the end, they did all the speeches and the presentation, but then they got the sponsors to come on and say a few words.
Oh.
Like, who really wants to hear from the chief operating officer of Kia, the main sponsor? What have you got to add, mate? Yeah, thanks for another great year.
Yeah, buy a Kia. We get it.
It's a really bad decision on my part because, as we all know, we get up so early for work. 2.5 hours is not enough sleep.
No.
I'm just putting it out there.
The regret is real.
I think a lot of people will be in the same situation with big stuff to do today.
Let's go to Damien. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. You got sucked in last night, didn't you, buddy?
Yeah, mate, first time caller, first time listener, mate. Just on the way back from Sydney, getting back to the Moree, mate.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you for tuning in. So what have you got on today?
Well, the drive.
Oh, I love it, dude. I'm going to be a big drive all the way back to Moree, about 7 hours.
Ooh.
Oh, you're taking regular breaks, of course.
Oh, of course, yeah. Had to bring your daughter down to school.
All right.
What are you driving at the moment, Damien?
I'm on the M1 at the moment, just past that big accident back there not long ago.
Yeah, it's no good. Are you a truckie?
No, mate, I'm in the car at the moment. I'm not truck driving at the moment.
Nice.
Jeez, cool. Big day, 7 hours in the car after 2.5 hours sleep like you. Exhausting.
Keep safe, man. Thank you.
Definitely.
You stop, revive, survive, I think is the motto.
Yeah, that's what you don't want to do, 500 kilometres in the car after that big match.
No.
Moving on, guys, I've got to tell you something over the weekend. I need your help and opinions.
Okay.
So I messaged somebody on Instagram that I've been following for a while, right? And we always like each other's posts and, you know, send each other reactions. Anyway, I had a few drinks on the weekend and I thought, you know, I found some Dutch courage and I messaged this guy that I'm semi into. I think I've really embarrassed myself. I'm going to read the messages next and you tell me what you think. If I've made an absolute fool of myself, we'll do it next. Nickelback, right across your Monday, this new FM, 7:25, 21 degrees out at the bay right now.
And this video is a beginner's guide to understanding and utilising Twitter.
You blocked me on Facebook.
I don't give a but to Instagram.
What's going down, I think, as the cringiest moment for me of 2022 so far. I had a few drinks on the weekend with my housemate. He actually brought a box of vodka cruisers.
Oh.
Now,
that's a bit of fun.
I never drink cruisers. And
now you know why.
Now I know. You'll all find out why now. So, look, long story short, you know that I'm single. I've been single for a long time. And you know on Instagram, I don't know if you guys do it as much because you're in LTRs. But, you know, you follow people and you have this weird, like, unwritten banter with certain people without actually saying a word. You might send a reaction to a story or, you know, do little likes and there's an unwritten Instagram language that goes on.
It's like low-key flirting, yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, there's this guy and he's in Canberra. And he's, like, I'm really attracted to him. Anyway, long story short.
Describe him a little bit.
Oh, like, good. I don't know, 5'10", 25.
Good rig.
Like
fit. Yeah.
Would you like to see a picture?
Yeah, of course. How else are we going to be able to imagine what this guy looks like?
Exactly.
All right.
How the interaction went down.
I'll pull it up for you now. So, this is him in a suit.
Very dapper.
Adorable.
Very dapper.
Anyway, we've had this good back and forth. Anyway, I was obviously a little bit lubricated and I thought, oh, do you know what? He posted a really cute photo on Instagram and I thought, I'm actually going to send a message. Now, this is where it all went south. I'm going to read through the thread and you tell me if this is not the worst thing you have ever heard in your entire life. Dude, you are literally the cutest guy I've ever seen.
Oh, coming in hot.
Yeah.
I was like feeling a bit confident.
Yeah.
He goes, how many people do you tell that to? And me thinking, I'm gonna trying to pull this whole thing back. I say, phew, lol. Now, in my mind at the time, I wanted to say, oh, I don't say it to many people, but it come across as quite arrogant.
Like you say to a few people.
A few. Fairly common.
He responds, ha 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 ha. I'm like, how's your week been? Trying to really rein the whole thing back in. No response.
Oh, man.
Honestly, what the hell am I thinking? Like, rejected hard.
How long since the last message?
Oh, it was on Friday night.
Friday night.
There's been no reply since.
It is on the slab.
Oh, man. No, he was a good-looking guy, too. He looked really nice.
Oh. Will you go back to liking photos or responding to stories, or is it done?
Far too embarrassing. You're the cutest guy I've ever seen. Like, who do I think I am? Who says that?
If someone said that to you, how would you react?
See, I'm like a sucker for that.
Right.
Like, I like that.
You're romantic at heart.
How many guys do you say that to? Well, actually, hardly none.
Very rarely. You don't put yourself out there that much.
One time I do.
I'm sorry, man.
He's in Canberra anyway.
Yeah, you won't see him out and about, so it's less.
Do you know if he listens to the show by any chance?
Oh, absolutely not. No. Sure,
not now.
I was going to ask him to come on the show and then, like, see how he felt, but then I thought, no, that's a bit weird. Mm. I don't want to be a stalker and, like, be messaging him saying, hey, do you want to come on the radio and talk about this?
Oh, well. Look, you got to put yourself out there, though, man. I don't think you do enough.
I was too hot. Like, I went in too hot, yeah.
No, I think it's the few things that tripped you up.
It's everything. Yeah. Aren't you guys glad that you don't have to go through this shit? Oh,
absolutely.
You saying this sort of thing brings back traumatic memories of, you know, do I like this photo? Do I talk to them about this? And you're just like, what is going on? No good.
I'm going to ask Elle in the newsroom. Elle, I don't know if you just heard that story, but if a guy said to you, I know you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. How do you know that?
Because I know things.
Okay.
You are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you so secretive? So, if a guy said to you, say you're single,
mm-hmm.
you're the cutest girl I've ever seen, as the first pickup line, are you like, nah?
I don't really have an opinion on that. I just feel like, I don't know, like, I mean, it's not really original, but also, I mean, it's not, you know, everyone's going to complain about hearing that.
It's not original. Thank you. Well, there you go, guys. That's it.
Strike that from you.
Yeah, just forget about it. Yeah. Forget about it and move on. He missed out.
He did. Absolutely.
News time.
You're next. A catch, Maddie.
Let's move on.
105.3 New FM.
Here's the Novos.
Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
Together,
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Oh, that mosquito story. Is there anything else that's trying to kill us?
It sounds scary, doesn't it?
Like, you get a mosquito bite and you can get a brain infection.
No, thank you.
Do you know what? We work here in Sandgate, which is full of mosquitoes.
Yeah. Well,
we're backed right up onto a swamp.
So many so they build a massive statue to it down the road. Like, that's how much this is the hub of mosquitoes in the country.
People wonder why I don't go outside. This is another reason.
Another reason.
Add it to the list.
Fits, drowsiness.
I'll have none of that, please, and thank you. Plenty of Eragard.
You can keep your mosquitoes.
Imagine getting bitten by one of these mosquitoes and getting COVID at the same time.
Oh,
well, no thanks.
It's like the worst.
It sounds awful. To me now. Awful. You've got to be careful out there, people.
Yeah.
Don't wish that upon yourself.
Yeah. I'm in the negative phase of the day.
Yeah.
I'm
just
tired.
from the 2.5 hour sleep situation. Well, I've got something to pep you up, Maddie, because I'm going to be... I'm launching a new service free of charge for you, the listener.
Free?
Free of charge.
That's
a
very
service,
rare of you.
Yeah, well, you know what? I like to help people. That's part of my MO, right? So we're going to get into it next. It's an area of expertise of mine that I'll allow you to have for nothing.
For free.
No strings attached. You like free. Everyone likes free.
All right, we'll do it after Joel Corey. Mabel, this is I Wish a New FM 740. Welcome to Monday 21 on the coast now. Joel Corey, Mabel, teaming up with her, I Wish at New FM 743. 19 degrees in the valley right now, Crevo. You're offering something free. Let's hear about it.
So this morning, Meg, you were telling me about these like old video games.
Yeah.
That are worth really big money. So there's a big resurgence of games from the 80s and 90s, yeah. Right?
So some of them were going in new, in box, sealed, whatever, 100 grand up to 2 million.
Yeah, so if you've got like an early Mario or something in the original case and what's called the crystal case, which is like when you go to a game shop, it's in that hard plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the protective case, you're up for really big money. And you're like, is this for real, Crevo? Can this really happen? I was, yeah, absolutely. There's a big market for that. And it gave me this idea because a lot of people have things around their house and they think, oh, that could be quite valuable. I wonder if that thing that grandma had or something was worth any money. And I thought, you know what? I've been doing a bit and buying and selling over the years. I can offer as a service for free to you, you dear listener, if you've got something you think might be valuable but no idea how much, I'll give you a valuation for free. So I'll do the research if it's something I'm not really quite across, but I'm, you know, across a lot of different areas.
So you're not going to lowball people, you're going to give them the actual, you think is the...
I'm not looking to buy it or sell it or anything for them.
Maybe you might find something.
Well, if they want to sell it, they can, but I'm really just offering the valuation if you want to know more.
There was another story out last week, some chick found a Serena Williams... trading card from the mid-90s worth $120,000.
And that's the sort of treasure that can be hiding in your own cupboard, in your own garage. You never know what could be there until you get Crevo out to have a look.
So wait, how are we going to do this?
So we can start with just if you want more information, you can send photos. I might be able to give you a snap evaluation right then and there. If it's something a bit more different or intriguing, I may need to come and view the item with my own eyes.
So are they sending this through on Facebook? Are they calling? How are we doing
Instagram
this?
Is the way to
Instagram.
Go.
Instagram, okay.
Yeah,
You're not on the gram very much.
Yeah, I am. I'm a big lurker. I'm a big lurker.
You're a lurker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a big poster, but a big lurker.
All right.
So if you send through at the Novos, you can, we'll have a look and I'll give you an evaluation, maybe a snap one right then and there. You get the price. Or I might get more information. We may even get you on the show.
We've got somebody calling right now.
Oh, fantastic. Let's take them.
UFM, what's your name?
My name's Karen, and I'm just going to say, book me in, but I don't do Instagram. Can I email you?
Sure, why not?
well, how about we organise the email affair? What do you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is, hold on the line.
This is kind of drifting into AM talkback.
Well,
the buy, swap and sell.
Karen, tell me, what's your item?
I've got stuff from the 80s. My mother was a hoarder, so she's got my games, like you said, the original Mario, things like that. I've got the little handheld games.
Oh, they can be worth quite a bit. Yeah, absolutely.
And then there's other stuff that I've come across. I thought it was crap. I was just going to get rid of it.
Hey, maybe you're sitting on a small fortune.
See, this is how Crevo has made a living, Karen, because it's people like you that throw away valuable stuff and he comes along in his big old van and picks them up.
Or sells it on the cheap. And yeah, absolutely. But I'm offering to you today, Karen, as a free service, I will give
you the
prices of different stuff. Hold on the line, I'll grab your details off air.
Thank you, Karen. She's stoked.
Yeah, absolutely. People are going to be into this.
Been looking like someone like you all her life.
Exactly right. Well, hey, you may be sitting
you're
on
really
a small fortune.
Guy.
Yeah, thank you.
What can I say?
Yeah, that's just my vibe.
We're very generous as well. We have $1,000 up for grabs next week.
Oh, we do.
Cash. All you got to do is work out what we smashed with a hammer. Think of this. We gave away an extra clue on Friday. So the first clue is you might find this in Grandma's pantry. The second one is it is food related. So if you've got an idea of what you think this might be and you want $1,000, we're going to do it next.
Yeah, 7:47 at New FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Jimmy Barnes, Higher and Higher. This is 105.3 New FM, 7:54. Smash for cash now. We have $1,000 up for grabs. Let's do it.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, let's put a pep in your step for a Monday morning. $1,000 up for grabs. All you have to do is identify what we have smashed with a hammer. Very easy. We've given away two clues. One, you might find this in Grandma's pantry. The second one, it is food related.
All right, let's go to the phones. Lynette from Bolton Point. Meg,
yeah.
Your neck of the woods.
Hello, bruh.
She's been there for 23 years. I wonder if you guys know each other. Let's ask her. Lynette, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
hey,
Lynette.
Lynette. Do you know Meg?
You know Megsy Sparkles from Bolto?
Bolto.
No, but I do know her on Facebook.
Oh, there you go.
You do know each other.
Can you have a look at Lynette? Do you have a Lynette on Facebook?
I don't think I have a Lynette on Facebook. Are
you I don't think I'm friends, but I do see her fairly constantly.
Oh, there you go. Wow. Are you stalking me, Lynette?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Okay, that's yeah. All right. As long as you're honest.
You're a lurker good. Like me.
Yeah.
Always lurking.
Hey, Lynette, $1,000 up for grabs. Now, I do know you're a grandmother. You've got 7 grandkids. Jeez. You had them over the weekend. Now, open up your pantry and see what's in there that's food-related and that's in your pantry.
And sounds like that when broken.
Okay. Well, I think it's a set of scales.
The kitchen scales,
you know, with the little thing.
The needle and...
Yeah, using the clues. Put them on the little...
Oh, you mean the ones for weighing stuff.
Lynette, yeah. I can't keep... I'm not... It's not that. I'm sorry. You're too nice.
Sorry, Lynette.
What's the problem?
Thanks for listening, Lynette.
Bolton Point represent.
Boldo bro.
Boldo bra. You guys say bra.
Bra,
it's not bra,
is it?
It's bra.
And it's Boldo with a D.
Boldo bra.
Boldo bra.
Why is it that you keep changing all the names of these suburbs out there? Like Tronno.
Tronno, Boldo.
Boldo. What else is there?
That's it.
And then when you pronounce it properly, you're like, you can't say it.
You
that's
can't
wrong.
Say it like that.
You've said it wrong.
Who's coming out to Toronto?
I can't tell you anyone who lives in Toronto who calls it Toronto.
Okay.
To be fair.
No, I don't.
There you go.
We're not a real local.
Not real local.
I met a guys on the weekend, actually, that said to me, they asked me, how long have you been here in Newcastle? I said, oh, like 4.5 years or something. It's like, you're not a local.
Oh, so like, rude.
So rude. Like, whatever, man.
I live here. What more do you want?
3 to 8. We're catching up with Mel Schilling, one of the maths experts, after 8. It's back tonight, guys. Are we watching it?
Yeah, she's awesome. It'll be good.
Are we committing to maths this year?
Yeah, let's hook in. Let's hook in. So much drama.
Looking down.
Mad drama levels.
We had to drag you along, Meg. Yeah. Like, we've got to watch it.
Come in. Join
all
the
right.
party.
Yeah, we'll chat to Mel next.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Cremo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on. Now.
Yes, it's that time of year again where every single FM radio station in the country gets excited because content is coming our way for the next 3 months with the brand new season of Maths kicking off 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. We have a love-hate relationship with maths here on this show. I used to hate it with a passion, like beyond belief.
Yeah, what is this show? It's just a bunch of rubbish.
Crap. And then I've learned to love it over the years. And
you've come around.
People watch it. It's a popular show. You've got to cover it. Even you've come around, Craig.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm right into it now.
I'm yet to join the bandwagon. It's, I don't know
this
if I
is
want
your,
to.
No, this is
I
your
don't
year,
know if
Meg.
I want to or not.
Look how much you want to do it. I can see in your eyes.
Are you ready for...
I've given it so much crap over the years.
Yeah, well, it's time to switch it up. You're doing breakfast radio now.
For true love? People finding true love? They're in it for the right reasons, of course.
Of course.
A whole hot new cast this year.
What's your favourite one again?
There's a guy on there called Jackson.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I haven't had a look at any of the contestants at yet.
Anyway, one of our mates that we love here on the show is Mel Schilling.
Yes,
she's
of course.
Expert. She's on the show judging the couples, of course. So we're going to catch up with Mel in minutes to find out more about this year's season. We'll do it after Andy Grammer, though. Fresh Eyes, a new FM. 6 past 8. Andy Grammer, Fresh Eyes, a new FM. Welcome to Monday, 10 past 8 with Maddie, Megan, Crevo. Well, thanks to Singo's. Maths is back 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. The promos are epic this year. They always are, though. They are touting true love yet again. I'm still yet to see a couple that's lasted and had the legs.
Are you serious? It's all about true love. And there's so many couples that survive the first week.
Nothing about Instagram followers or anything like that. At all.
Oh, Meg, stop being a cynic. Anyway, on the show now is Mel Schilling. She's one of the experts on the show, guys. Mel, good morning.
Morning, guys. What an exciting day.
I know. Tell us what you do on Maths Premiere Night, because I know lots of people do little parties and stuff. How do you celebrate?
Well, there's always bubbles because, you know, it's such a big lead up to the actual show going to air. You know, we work behind the scenes for, well, probably 3 or 4 months before we even get to meet our contributors. So it's the bulk of the year for us leading up to that night. So, yes, we do pop the bubbles and have a little celebration as we watch the first wedding.
Well, we know Maths keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger every single year. Yeah. Is this going to live up to the bigger hype that we're expecting?
Look, it always does, doesn't it? We are
There's always
no question.
Always a little drama in there, isn't there?
Well, the thing is, we're constantly surprised. You know, we can't go into this with any expectations anymore, because every year they're just blown out of the water and we get completely surprised, because at the end of the day we're dealing with human nature and you just can't predict it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, each year do you meet these contestants? And I guess what, you're into season 10 or 9 now, yeah?
This is 9.
Yeah. Season 9, you're 9 years down the track. Can you pick the people that are there for genuine love? Versus the ones that are looking for Instagram followers?
Yeah, and look, this is a question we're often asked, and I know the audience are very curious about this, but I've got to say, this whole experiment is about finding love, and people come into this experiment because they've tried everything and they've failed, because they're basically hopeless at dating, you know?
Yeah.
And that situation has become even more dire because of COVID and the pandemic, and people are really out of practice and they've been, you know, restricted from dating and doing all the everyday sort of social interaction in their life. They're really rusty and desperate for connection. So I think this year more than ever, we've got people who really, really want to find love and connection.
Do you think that's because it's getting even harder and harder? Like, the more dating apps and stuff there are, the harder it is to date almost?
Yeah. It has become a real complex situation out there, hasn't it? The dating world. And, you know, people look at dating as though it's disposable. You know, they'll date someone for a little while, and then if someone better comes along, they'll ditch them and go on to the next. So I think what's so unique about the Maths experiment is that they're accountable. You know, they can't just walk away. Well, they can, but they need to sit with us and justify why they're doing it. You know, they need to actually take accountability and responsibility for their actions. So it takes a lot more commitment.
Yeah, yeah. Do you find, Mel, that sort of when they all start with the experiment, day one, they're all putting, you know, their best foot forward. Do you find over the series it's hard for the contestants, some of them, to hide their true colours and their true dating patterns?
Yes, and I think that's the beauty of this experiment being so long. You know, people can't wear a mask for that long. And, of course, everyone's on their best behaviour when they arrive, just like we all are on our first dates and, you know, in that the early stage of a relationship. But, you know, with the pressure of the experiment, those walls come down pretty quickly, and we see that the genuine personalities shine through.
I want to circle back to something you said before about them being absolutely hopeless in, like, the dating scene. How do you combat that kind of behaviour or activity?
Well, a big part of our job is to help our contributors recognize their patterns so they can change them. And that's not easy. That's hard stuff, because, you know, we all fall into habits and patterns in our lives, not just in dating, but, you know, in every aspect of life. And so part of what we try and do is hold a mirror up to them and saying, this is how you're behaving and this is the impact on people.
Because they can't see they've got this behaviour going on.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. They don't have that self-awareness, so we have to try and help them build that.
Who do you find, Mel, I guess are the most, I'm putting a blanket question out there, but are the older or younger contestants, better or worse at communicating their feelings?
Oh, that's a good question. I think they're different. They have different types of communication.
Yeah.
Well, something I find with our younger contributors is they often are very honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Blatantly so. And something we have noticed creeping in over the last few years is this almost justification of radical honesty and saying, well, I'm just speaking my truth or I'm just being honest, but they're being absolutely disrespectful and mean, So a big part of our conversation with people who show that sort of style is, okay, honesty is great, but you've got to show, respect. And probably with the older people, there are more ingrained patterns, so they tend to be more stuck in their ways.
From the experience. Now, speaking of respect, is there any drinks thrown in faces in this season?
Would you like that?
Yeah.
I just want to know.
You're just going to have to wait and see.
You guys need to transition from red wine, though, to a nice Pinot Gris or something,
It's so a bit easier to come out.
Getting ruined.
I think the drink throw is part of Maths Bingo, what you're going to see. You can tick that off.
And I have seen the bingo sheets.
Before we let you go, Mel, you've had a big year, of course, over doing maths in the UK.
Yes.
How was that whole experience? Because it did pretty well over there, yeah?
It did, and it was a blast. I mean, taking a group of people from the other side of the world and putting them through essentially the same process and seeing such a different result was just fascinating. They went through all the dinner parties and commitment ceremonies and all the same sort of format points that we do here. But being from the UK, there is so much diversity. Someone can live 20 k's from someone else and not only have a completely different accent, but a completely different mindset and approach to relationships. Mm. Yes, that was really interesting. Deep learning curve for me, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, we're excited to see the show tonight. The promos look fantastic. Another bunch of contestants looking to find love. Mel Schilling, Maths Premier, 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. Thank you, Mel.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show.
Thanks, Mel. See ya.
The Novos, when you wake up on UFM.
8:23 at New FM with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. All thanks to Singos. Meg, over to you.
Yeah, this really interesting story came across my phone a couple of hours ago, actually. Donna McLean, she's from the UK, right? And she was in a relationship with this guy named Carlo. For a couple of years, they were engaged, happily engaged, or so she thought. They met at, a rally in the UK for environmental reasons. Anyway, she hasn't seen him in 18 years.
Wait, what?
18 years. So they split up, right?
Yeah.
Turns out he was an undercover cop for the entire relationship. This absolutely blew my mind. She had no idea up until about 5 years ago that he was an undercover cop.
Wow. What a story. So the whole relationship was fake.
Yeah. So he was saying that he was actually a locksmith and he was into all these environmental issues and all this kind of stuff. And it turns out, no, the only reason they got together was he was an undercover cop and he was investigating her friends.
Oh, my God. Because it's one thing to say, pal up to someone or flirt with someone, but to get engaged with someone, you're really messing with someone's life there. It's
absolutely
nuts,
and
right?
It turns out she's not the only one. There's three or four other women that he's done this to in the exact same time period whilst he's been undercover, with these activists.
So how did she find out?
So she found out because her parents had read about this guy who had done this to other people, did a bit of research, found out it was him.
Wow.
The thing that blows my mind the most is, the way the relationship ended. So they went and saw a movie, right? He's put her in a cab on the way home, and instead of jumping in the cab with her, he's gone, I'll catch up with you later. She's never seen him since.
Oh, my God. What a crazy story. And there's something really wrong with that,
oh,
I reckon.
Absolutely, 100%.
To get engaged with someone.
She's like fully in love.
Yeah, that's
fully
right.
In love, all that kind of stuff. And he was essentially using her for information about her activist friends. But after the breakup, right? So she didn't even know that they had broken up, really. Because
he was just disappeared.
He just popped it and she didn't know what happened. 2 weeks later, she gets a letter in the mail with his handwriting. Saying he would always love her and a gift voucher for Sanctuary Spa in Convent Garden.
That was
his parting gift, was a spa voucher, as if to say, oh, the engagement's off, honey. Treat yourself.
Go and relax and get your nails did.
That's actually some sort of James Bond storyline.
I know, absolutely fascinating. She's written a book on it called Small Town Girl. I'm very intrigued to read this because she's not the only one that this happened to from this one guy. He's being investigated by higher ups now because of the way he was doing things back in the early 2000s.
So was he like fully committing to the women, like sexually and
got everything? Got a couple pregnant.
Whoa.
Everything.
So he had a couple of kids.
Yeah.
And he was using, wow.
Turns out he actually did have an official, if you will call it, wife. That he went home to.
Oh my God.
When he wasn't on assignment, if you will.
So he'd go with these girls for maybe like a year, get engaged, get them pregnant, and then, disappear, and then back to his real wife.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bloody
it's just
hell.
Blown my mind.
Oh, be careful out there.
Be careful.
If you're at a climate rally and someone approaches you and says you look good,
don't listen to
him. 8:27, news time next at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos now.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Primo.
To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on.
Yeah, guys, 105 minutes commercial-free music is kicking off after 9 o'clock with Tyler, starting with Katy Perry.
Monday vibe.
Yes.
I love this.
Need.
Brand new from her with Alesso, When I'm Gone. We'll play that for you at 9:20 plus, guys. Another couple of divas, Ariana Grande. Nicki Minaj, Side to Side.
Love this song. Massive
fan. I love the video for this.
Haven't watched
Very
it.
Very fitness inspired.
Oh, is
the
it?
Best, yeah. Right? So good. You can rate the music now as well, guys.
Yeah, newfm.com.au. You have a say in what stays and what goes. If Monday's been a bit stressful for you already, you go in the draw to win a Hunter Valley wine tour with Two Fat Blokes gourmet tours for you and five friends. How good?
That'd be great because you look like a rock star. You take all your mates on the wine tour. Don't worry about the tickets, guys. I've got it sorted.
Exactly. You can book now at twofatblokes.com.au or win it. Write the music now, newfm.com.au.
Win it with us. That's the way to go. Up next, though, what's the goss? We're going to talk about this whole Joe Rogan Spotify streaming drama. More artists getting on board that we're pulling our music bandwagon. Plus, Prince William and Kate Middleton, looks like they're moving to suburbia.
Ooh.
Things are getting weird over there. We'll talk more about it in just a minute.
All right, after Panic at the Disco, this is High Hopes, New FM with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo. Panic at the Disco, High Hopes, New FM, 8:38. Maddie, Meg and Crevo, or thanks to Singo's part two of What's the Goss with Crevo now.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
All right, so we've got to start by talking about this whole Joe Rogan Spotify streaming drama because basically Spotify paid Joe Rogan a lot of money to be the exclusive provider of the podcast that he does.
It's like $100 million or something.
Huge, huge money. And basically now if you want to listen to it just audio, you have to go through Spotify, right? Good move for them. He's massive.
Yeah.
However, there's been these accusations of him spreading misinformation about COVID-19 vaccination. He's not like an out-and-out anti-vaxxer, But he's like,
there's enough of it though.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, if you're younger, you should maybe shouldn't use it. Like, leave that for the older people. And it's like it's undertones of misinformation. And in a lot of ways, like the information that he gives out, he just relies on his guests to talk about. Right, and there's not like a lot of necessary fact checking and stuff around Joe Rogan's pod.
Are we fans of Joe Rogan?
I've never actively listened to him, so I can't really.
I've listened to a couple, found it hard, tiresome. Tiresome, really.
Okay. He's no Howard Stern.
No.
Like, Howard Stern is really the king of the interview, and I feel like Joe Rogan has tried to take that mantle up, and it just doesn't work.
No, I mean,
who are we to talk like?
Well, absolutely. But I find
we're not getting paid 100 mil.
I don't think he's as well researched as like Howard Stern is.
No.
He does. He just comes in and goes, hey, what have you got for me? And lets them do all the work.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's just my view on him. Of course, there was the whole thing of Neil Young saying, oh, I want my music pulled off Spotify as long as Joe Rogan's on there. Spotify's like, whatever, take it off, right? That was the first one. But there's other people now jumping on board this. So, there's also Harry and Meghan have signed a massive deal with Spotify, $34 million, right, which is big.
Mm.
And they're not pulling because they're cash hungry.
They do like the cash.
They love the cash. But they're saying, we are expressing concerns over the information that Joe Rogan is putting out there.
Interesting fact I found out over the weekend. So Neil Young obviously pulled his whole catalogue, as you just said.
Yeah.
But did you know he was only earning $48,000 a year from Spotify?
It's not much.
It's really chump change there.
Yeah.
That's why Taylor Swift refused to have her music on there for so long.
That's
as
right.
As a standpoint.
Yeah.
Because artists were getting screwed.
And I think that's why artists feel okay to lean on Spotify a bit. Like Adele saying, rip that shuffle button off or it's gone.
Yeah.
My favourite part of this whole Joe Rogan saga is James Blunt, who came out over the weekend and said that he'll release new music if Spotify does not remove the Joe Rogan podcast.
Is
there a greater threat? Probably not.
He's using the threat of his music being much the same and bringing out more of it. So I don't know how this is going to... At first when Neil Young did it, I thought, there's absolutely no teeth to this at all. Spotify's too big.
Yeah.
But as more people add to the fire, I don't know, there's a potential. But with that $100 million they've got tied up with him, I don't think it'll ever shift.
He'll just go somewhere else. That's what's going
to
happen.
Or back to independent. He was obviously making heaps of money that way anyway, right?
Joni Mitchell also has pulled the music.
Yeah, okay. That was yesterday as well.
So it's trickling in, but I don't know. It's a long way still to go before that would happen.
If a more recent artist does it, I think that'll gain more traction. So like,
well, if Adele.
Adele, Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, maybe Kanye.
But I still don't think they'll change that.
No.
Just quickly as well, let's talk about a little bit more about the Royals. William and Kate, so apparently they're moving to suburbia, which is it's very strange. They're moving to like a more regular house. Of course, before they've been held up in like a number of different places. They seem to like rent them off the Queen. Must be like a peppercorn rent. And they move house to house, but they're saying that it'll be better for the kids to like live in a more like normal situation. I just don't buy it. I think it's just like a PR stunt.
In the castle.
Those kids are never going to have a normal upbringing, regardless of where they live.
No, that's right. And they're talking about sending, is it George, is the off to like a boarding school, as if that's going to provide like a normal life.
Didn't they get sent off to boarding
school? That's right.
As well?
You'd think they would learn their lesson.
Future monarchs are not living in the suburbs.
No, it's not happening. It's just a PR thing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Creva. I appreciate that. Smash for Cash is up next, Meg.
Yes, so $1,000 is up for grabs. All you got to do is identify what we've smashed with a hammer. Sounds like this. Clues are, you might find this in Grandma's pantry, and the one that we released on Friday was, it is food related. So if you've got an idea of what we smashed, 13, 10 and 9, we're going to play next.
You're waking up with the Novos.
They're good different.
Thanks to Singos.
Avoid the busy shopping centres.
Do your weekly shop conveniently in one place.
Beef, lamb, chicken, prawns, lobster tails, oysters and party foods from Singos, Broadmeadow and San Remo.
LC, no scrubs, a new FM with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. Welcome to Monday, 21 degrees on the coast right now. Let's play Smash for Cash.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for Cash.
I hit it 2 times.
$1,000 on the line for a Monday morning. Very easy to win it. All you have to do is identify what we have smashed with this hammer. Sounds a bit like this. And we've given away a couple of clues as well. You might find this in Grandma's pantry, and it is food related.
All right. Our contestant stepping up to the plate this morning is John. Recently bought a courier franchise, now has a couple of vans on the go, got smashed during lockdown, super busy. He's been thinking about this for a while, and he says his guess matches the clues, which is good. How you doing, John?
Yeah, good, mate. Self?
Really good. Are you ready to win $1,000?
Sure.
Sure. Very calm and casual and ready to get the cash. What do you think it is for a grand?
I think it's a mason jar lid.
Is it a mason jar lid?
I think we've had that before.
It is not.
Sorry, John. Man.
Good guess, not it.
All the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au, so check that list before you call.
Always important.
You don't want to waste your guess if you get through.
Exactly.
Not
right.
A good time.
It is not. No. There's such a disappointment, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I know.
Hey, guys, that is us done for the day. 105 minutes commercial-free music is kicking off in minutes with The Weeknd.
This was number one for how many weeks?
I'm pretty sure it's still in the top 10.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I'll play that for you at 9:40.
School discos.
Do you know what?
With the guy I had a crush
love
on
this
in
this song. I mean, the Backstreet Boys are as naff as they come, but this song. Oh,
chill.
This is it. See
your
boys.
There.
Were you a big fan? Did you have all the albums growing up?
I don't think
yeah.
I had the albums.
Oh, you weren't asking me.
Oh.
I never bought one.
He had the Backstreet Boys, like the tapes.
No.
Never.
Hey, don't forget, Rate the Music is live now at newfm.com.au. If you absolutely hate these songs or love them, tell us what you think. On offer is an incredible Hunter Valley wine tour with Two Fat Blokes gourmet tours for you and five mates. Visiting boutique wineries for a private tasting of delicious wines and cheese. You can book your tour now at twofatblokes.com.au. It takes around 5 minutes to do. And you can control them.
Super easy.
Fantastic.
Tell us if you like Backstreet Boys or not.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo. The Novos.
The Novos.
Time to say goodbye. But don't forget, you can get The Novos anytime, anywhere. Just check out their podcast, available online at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at newfm.com.au to get your Maddie, Megan, Crevo fix.